The man up show is the man up show is on the air. The man up show is on the air.
Man, we don't want no part of that.
That's pretty much true.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. The man up show. This is for Shadow Worlds Radio. It is the 25th of July here at the Lincoln Music Festival, 10th anniversary. I have the opportunity and the privilege to be with entertainer, entrepreneur, author, all around great gal. Some people know as Miss Raven. But today, Sonya Jenkins joins us at the table to have a conversation about not only her latest book, but also her first book. We got two books to talk about, as well as life, production, how Man Up started, and a whole bunch of other great scintillating topics, including, it sounds like it, Mr. Edward L. Fairley. We'll talk about him as well on this interesting session.
I am on.
She's
not here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She's not here. She told
Tony. Hey, man. No, I thought he was getting all
suave
like this.
No, Tony's not here. She at work.
Oh, yes.
She put it on Facebook. She said she wasn't coming.
Oh, because I'm saying, like, why is she getting Facebook looks from Tony?
Now.
My bad. I'm sorry. I thought you were being suave. I see your hand like this.
Nah.
You
had
this.
Nah. Just as not only is it me. Michelle, you also, Nash is contributing too, as we talk about Tony Shannon. We're going to talk about all of this. But first, Sonya, how you doing, darling?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
I was doing
good. Just, you looking good.
I'm just here basking in the day, enjoying what God has done. You know, amen. As North puts its best foot forward once again, and you know, there's no fussing, there's no fighting. It's beautiful. I got my little Hawaiian drink. It's wonderful, you know. The Hawaiian drinks is flowing, and then the people are out here. Dinah Ross is coming to the pack, and all sorts of wonderful things coming here. Matter of fact, we are waiting down for one Mr. B.B. Winans. This is where we sit down, and we're going to have our little chat. Now, before we go into current events,
okay.
Let's
take it back.
We're gonna take it back. We're going to take it back to grammar school.
All right.
We're going to take it back to grammar school.
Yeah, we're Miss Terry Harrington.
Yes.
And I grew up.
Yes.
In private school.
Yes. Yep. Yes. Sonya,
I don't know if you wanted me to put that out.
You know, yes, my wife. And so this is our connection is through my wife and how they as children were taken out of the North public school system and given a better way, and which, you know, allowed them to be able to use the gifts that God and North gave them in order to enhance and to make a better future. And you can tell the difference between people who are taught to conform and people who are taught to lead. Yep. Would you say that's the case?
Yes. Yep. Accurate. Very accurate. Because you can tell the difference, not to put Newark public education down, but you can tell the difference between public school education and private school education, because the dynamics are different. There's more of a challenge. There's more of a leadership. Take a leadership role. Don't follow the group. You create your own path. So it's again, I'm not taking anything away from public school. My mom is a retired special ed public school teacher, so I'm not taking anything away from that. So not only did I have that foundation as a child of a educator, but I also went to private school, and that just helped me further my education and go on to college and to step out and do things on my own and not follow the pack, you know. As they say, either you're going to go out there and get eaten by lions or you're going to come back with the pack.
Now, wasn't that a simp? They had to start the drum music just on that statement alone.
That's it.
Now, as we evolve into the future,
okay. We
evolve into our adult years.
Yes.
We have a mutual friend in common.
Yes.
One Miss Tony Shannon.
Yes.
Big shout out to Tony.
Yep.
Holding it down in her many, many, many forms. This one on a municipal purpose. You get that Monday 9 to 5 boo-boo.
Yep.
But we, like I said, but everybody knows the chatterbox from Miss Tony Shannon.
That's right.
Now, at one point, when Shadow Worlds as a radio entity was a little amoeba just sprouting,
yes,
for the very first time,
yes,
we were about to build the whole network around the Tony Shannon show.
That's right.
Now you tell me when I go off course.
Okay.
Now, Tony and you had such a rapport after meeting.
Right. She interviewed me I met her while I was in the beauty salon and she was broadcasting live from there. That's how her and I met. I was sitting under the dryer. She asked me a question and after I got from under the hair dryer, she told me to come on over, sit with her. And I just joined the conversation that she was having at the time. And I guess after that segment, later on, before I left, we exchanged information. Her and I connected on social media and, you know, through regular channels. And then next thing I know, I'm on her show.
Oh.
Like, wow, okay. Not knowing I was already in the process of building my show.
Right.
And coming on to her show and being there with her as a co-host for the segment that she was doing, and it just grew from there.
Now, okay. How is Raven's Closet? What season are we in?
Right now, we are in hiatus. But we do have 2 seasons under our belt, which I am very proud of. But we are on hiatus right now. I don't know. Everybody keeps asking me, when am I bringing it back? It's coming back, but I don't have a date to say when.
Now, I will probably say a lot of that had to do with authoring books. It's kind of hard to author books and, you know, host a ever-evolving and changing radio program.
Yes and no.
Okay, there seems to be more, yes, excitement with this.
Yes and no. Part of it was because of some controversy.
Ooh.
That took place that was out of my control.
And somebody suing you for the name Raven?
No, not suing me for the name Raven, but suing me for other things.
Oh, my.
Because of topics and I guess you could say jealousy. I guess you could say people didn't like who I was. They didn't like my format. They didn't like the guests that I was having on my show. Didn't understand why I was on other people's radio shows. And, you know, they just wanted to blow me out the water, so.
Was it your sponsor?
No, my show was not sponsored.
Oh, well,
I was the only sponsor.
Well,
so.
I don't really. then, you know, folks in Podland, you know, we don't really care then. If there's no sponsors,
no.
They have no vote. No vote.
Didn't have no vote. But being a young show, being a young radio show and a young radio entity, you know, I still didn't know all the ins and outs. And as I was learning and growing, and, you know, black people, we don't like to hear the word sue. So when
right.
we hear the word sue, that
right.
means we got to take a step back.
Take a step back.
So I'm taking a step back, regrouping.
And the step is happening as we speak.
Yes.
Now, but going back to Tony Shannon's show.
Yes.
Okay. Somewhere after the first couple of episodes of
the Tony Chatterbox.
Yes. The Chatterbox sometimes chatter too much, sometimes not chattering in the direction that she needed to chatter in order to feed the hunger of her starving fans. And then, whether it was her idea or her management's idea, there would be no more chattering in the chatterbox.
Yeah, unfortunately. Unfortunately, but they did what they had to do.
Right, and then came Man Up.
Yes.
Now, that would be Wayne as Mr. Nas. That would be Black, Assam Black. Now, there's this other critter, Edward.
Fairly.
LeVar Fairley.
LeVar Fairley, yes.
Yes. Edward L. Fairley, author, motivational speaker, entrepreneur, Eddie. Yep. Love that boy. Now.
But before that, it was the Man Up show with Wayne and Raven.
Talk about this.
It was the Man Up show with Raven and Wayne, and we invited Eddie as a guest. And I introduced Wayne and Eddie to come on and be part of the panel as a guest. So during that process, I interviewed Eddie on the show. Wayne, being the producer that he is behind the scenes, and the show just evolved from there, the three of us, to be Wayne, Raven, and Eddie after that episode. And I think after that, it was a pretty good, we had a pretty good run, the three of us. It was a pretty good run with the three of us.
So, the three of you take this run. We're in the history of where things went after the chatterbox stopped chattering, and then the evolution of the Man Up show. Now, well, I will get his commentary in a moment. we're taking pictures. Pictures are being taken out here left and right.
It's all the way live out here.
It is going down. Mr. Naeem Johnson is here.
Yes.
Chilling.
Setting it off.
Drinking his Arizona iced tea. As only Naeem Johnson can do. You know. He about to get down on the one and twos.
Exactly.
But first, that Arizona iced tea has to go.
That's right.
So I shout out the Arizona iced tea and the one and only Mr. Naeem Johnson.
Woohoo!
That's the man.
Yep.
I know him.
He go way back to Brokers.
Yep, that's the man.
Club 88.
That's him. So
busted with my laptop bag. Wait a minute.
Got everything in sight. Now.
Go
on the Shadow Worlds tank top.
Nah, that's all right.
Go ahead. Mr. Nas is going to strip.
That lady made some bad. That one that says, I have for cardio, whatever it was.
Yes.
That she was saying some raunchy stuff about you. I'm like,
give her a thrill. She really likes your father a lot.
Oh, so your daddy's nipples hard.
Yes. Now back from our break.
Yes.
Okay.
Now that he's standing next to you, can get his commentary.
Oh, okay.
Before you get on the phone.
Nas.
Wayne.
Real fast.
Hey, let me get a picture with you. Oh, you're doing an interview.
Real fast. All right. Tony Shannon has a show.
Yes.
Chatterbox.
Yes.
All of a sudden, she wasn't chattering enough. There was not enough chatter in Chatter City. Chatter City went to the left. Chatter City went to the right. Then, Tony decided not to chatter no more. Because of personal things going on in the middle of Chatter Village. No? Yes.
No comment.
No comment. Okay.
Now, I love Tony Shannon.
We all love her.
I love Tony Shannon.
And if Tony, you want to come back and chatter some more? We will continue to chatter. We just have to make chattering arrangements to make sure that the chatter is continuous. But
she's very entertaining.
Extremely entertaining.
She will always be the chatterbox.
Yes.
She will
always
be Tony Shannon, the chatterbox. Love her.
Her intro, her music
love
stays
her.
The same.
Yeah.
It's locked and loaded, ready to go whenever she wants to.
Whenever you're ready.
Married, tied, whenever she wants.
Whenever you're ready to chatter, chatter away.
She's good now. I understand. I love her.
We all love her.
Love her.
I love her.
Now, fast forward. We had to do something in the interim. We had to put in a concept. We had to put something in there to stand the gap. You unleashed the Man Up Talk Show with one Mr. Edward LeBar Fairley.
Oh, Eddie's funny.
Oh, yes, he is.
Eddie's entertaining. Let's say the least.
But
Eddie can't keep insulting the guest.
No, he can't. But the person who discovered Edward L. Fairley is this person right here. Yes, you. Okay. Absolutely. You know that it was Sonya who discovered one Edward LeBar Fairley.
Because he was a guest on my show twice.
I tell you, putting that book together, that brother just does what he does, make it do what it do.
Yep, I found him actually on Michael Bazin's Mingle City website. He had put an excerpt of his book, and it caught my attention. I knew he had to be a guest on my show, and after some back and forth communication, he became a guest on my show. And then I brought him back several months later for another topic that he was well versed on, and the relationship, business relationship, started from there.
Wow. The next thing that happens, good old Eddie hooks up with the boys and the girls, and then it was decided that there was not enough testosterone for the Man Up Talk Show. There's a little too much estrogen. Now, things could always be dealt with better, especially amongst family and friends. But
it is what it is.
Right. You know, but our relationship, as far as professionally, ended based upon a change in demographic or also other people's petty jealousy.
Well, I don't know if it was jealousy. I don't know. I just know it's other people's input. That's all I can say.
Well,
that's my honest opinion.
The honest opinion. Very diplomatically put, might I add.
Okay.
Now,
if I'm anything but diplomatic.
Yes. Then, you know, then this is where yours truly comes in.
Yep.
Not knowing which way is up, which way is down.
What the hell going on?
I know nerdy history. I'm just like, and we're back from commercial. Yeah, right.
There we go.
And we put it together, and we have made a miraculous show. It's been 3 complete years.
Wow, congratulations.
But in season years, I believe we're going with, this will be our 5th or 6th. Because we do ours by half season. Instead of one whole calendar year is a year, more like 6 months of the year.
Okay.
On and on and on.
Okay.
So this will be going into the 6th now.
Okay.
So we are eagerly looking forward to bringing you the quality that you have come to expect and trust out of us. Now, especially talking about the future and trusting and...
Right.
Tell us about this book, darling.
Okay, let's talk about the book. Once in a Lifetime Love.
Once in a Lifetime Love.
Yep.
What type of love are we talking about?
We are talking about that once in a lifetime love, that good old-fashioned love that, you know, you meet that one person and you think, is this the person I'm going to spend the rest of my life with?
Ow.
Is this the person that I have that instant chemistry with? Is this the person who, out of everything, we have such a connection that it becomes your once-in-a-lifetime love? You love that person unconditionally, no matter what. You love that person through the ups, the downs, I guess you could say the high moments, the low moments, the rich moments, the poor moments. It's that person you had that sexual chemistry with that you, am I going to have this again with somebody else? So that's where once-in-a-lifetime love comes from. But it all boils down to having that good old-fashioned, unconditional love. Mixed with some sexual adventure.
Woo! Sexual adventure.
Sexual adventure.
Adventure. Well, where did part two come from?
Well, the part two came from out of stories that I didn't want to put in part one. Because I wanted to make it an easy read for people. I didn't want to make it too long.
Right.
I didn't want to lose people's attention.
Right.
I didn't want people to say, oh my gosh, she wrote another story about sex. And God, it's another story. So I tried to break it up. So when you read part one, it's not all just about romantic love stories. It's also about, there's also some romantic reflective poetry. There's also really short stories. There's a couple of stories that may be a little bit longer than others, but they all come boil down to the same thing. So book two comes from the continuation of what I didn't put in book one, plus the continuation of a couple of characters in book one that you see other stories about them involving those characters. And if you get book two, in the back of book two, there's a sneak preview of two other stories that I'm working on, but they haven't been completed yet.
All I know is, if your toes need to be curled,
these are the books to get.
This is what you get. The curl the toes.
If you kind of have that, what's the word? That humdrum in the bedroom, and you want to take it out of the bedroom, or you know, you're one of those people who, you know, if you're just a little bit too prudish when it comes to sex. Sex is natural. Sex is part of life. I mean, if you're in a relationship, that's part of the relationship.
You know,
it's not the main focus of the relationship, but it's part of the relationship.
Amen.
So.
Shower, not just for bathing anymore.
There you go.
That's what's going
down. That's right. That's right. A nice comfy carpet. Ain't just for sitting no more.
Oh.
A nice roaring fireplace. Ain't just to keep you warm anymore. Sitting on a nice chaise lounge, sectional sofa. Ain't just for sitting anymore. You know, it's these stories you take out of the bedroom and do something different. Be adventurous, you know. Hey, airplane bathroom ain't just going to the bathroom.
There you go.
That's right.
Let's go down.
You never know. Elevators ain't just for riding to the next floor.
There's a Johnny Gill song. Let's make love in the elevator.
There you go.
Hit that between the 11th and 12th floor.
That's right.
Hit that button. It is on and cracking.
Woo! Or better yet, make sure your room is on that top floor.
Yes,
take that long elevator ride. Never know.
You never know.
Between.
Now, that can be took in many different ways, ladies and gentlemen. But either way, it's a good stop.
It's a good stop.
No matter which way you look at it.
Yep. And then if security stops you, just tell them, hey, you owe me $5 for the show. That's all.
Ooh.
Make some money.
No. So, Ms. Raven, what what is next on our horizon?
What's next is working on book three. Also working on book number four, which, as I stated, if you read book number two, there's two stories two sneak previews in the back, so I got to continue on to those and develop those, and after that, the sky's the limit.
The sky is the limit.
Yep.
Well, Sonya Jenkins, I would like to thank you so much for coming by, shedding some light on some
some future things,
and shine some light and some interest and some new things.
Yes.
Oh Lord.
Yes. Raven's Closet hasn't completely disappeared. We're on a break, but we're venturing to other things. So we will be back.
Well, we thank you so much for contributing. This has been a special edition of the Man Up Show. We'll be back in a moment. Sonya, Raven, once again, baby, thank you for setting this off.
You're welcome, darling. Anytime. Woo-woo!